Interview with Mr. Sidney Fennell at Alexandria, 16th of November, 1994. Well, thanks for talking to us, Sid. I believe you grew up in Alexandria.
Yes, I did, yeah.
What year were you born?
In 1929.
And when do your memories go back to?
Oh, gee whiz. They can go back to... Oh, how far back? Oh, I don't know. Can't remember back too far, I don't suppose. I can remember back along Henderson Road when there was a theatre up there. I think it was called The Empress. It was an old tin shed. There was a timber and machinery factory along there. A lot of people wouldn't remember that.
Mm. Would that have been the mid-30s?
Oh, it would have had to been, yes. I was only a young fella.
Would that have been in the mid-30s?
It would have been, yes. It would be about when I was about 8, 9.
Right. And what sort of a kid were you?
What sort of a kid was I? Oh, one of the best.
Yes?
Hmm.
And what do you say?
Like any other normal kid in the area, you know. All did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody had much. No one had more than the other fella, you know.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No brothers, no sisters.
That would have been fairly unusual at that time.
It was in this area, yes. Yeah.
And where did you live?
I lived in Renwick Street, Alexandria.
And what did your parents do? What did your dad do?
He was a wood machinist in the boot trade. Oh. That's when he was working, as I was a kid growing up.
What factory did he work in?
Oh, he worked for the Pioneer Heel Company in McAvoy Street. Mm. He worked for the British Last Company up in Redfern, making heels for women's shoes.
Mm. Mm. Can you remember much of the Depression years?
Not terribly. I can remember my mum and dad talking about it. They didn't have anything, you know, and well, nobody had anything. All you had was friends, and they had nothing.
Right. So you would remember the war period then, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Can you remember the outbreak of World War II?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Oh, what do you remember?
I can remember the Prime Minister coming on and announcing that we're at war. I can remember the different things that went on in Australia, in this South Sydney area.
Well, what sort of things went on?
Things like the National Emergency Services, the warders and air raid wardens and things like that.
Yeah, but what did they do?
They met at Alexandria School and they patrolled the area and they lectured people on what precautions would be taken and things like that.
And what were they patrolling the area for?
Well, they used to have blackout periods and they'd go around making sure that people had their windows blacked out and they'd advise them if they didn't and warn them if they didn't.
Can you remember the period just before the war? Like, was the war sort of expected to happen?
As a child, I couldn't say that I could recall that, but looking back in time, I think it was expected.
Hmm. And what was the feeling when you heard that the war was breaking out? Can you remember?
Terrible. Terrible feeling. Because your dad looked like being called up, you know, and the home would more or less be disturbed and broken up for that period. And women weren't very happy about it.
So
sons looked like going to war. Very good.
So even somebody, your father would have been in his 30s, so even men in their 30s could be called up.
Oh, yes. My dad was called up.
Really?
Hmm.
And how old would he have been?
Oh, gee whiz. We'll go back to the war period. How long ago is that?
It's 50-odd years now, isn't it, since the end of the war.
Mm. Yeah, he would have been a young fellow, you know, 30.
He must have been 30 if you were around 10.
About 30, yeah.
Mm. Gee, did he have to go? Did he go?
No, he was lined up, called up, and then the firm he was working for, they had him withdrawn because he was required, through his trade, you know, to work in the war industry.
And what did he work in during the war?
He was a wood machinist, a timber machinist, and he was making rifle butts and things like that, baseball bats for the Americans when they arrived there.
Hmm.
For the army fellows, you know.
When the war first broke out, some people say that people didn't take it seriously. Did it only get serious when the Japanese came into it, or was it serious from the very beginning in 1939?
Well, some people were serious till fellows got called up and had to leave Australia to go overseas, and it was a serious problem.
Mm. Yeah?
People became very worried for their loved ones.
Mm. And how did that affect you as a kid?
Actually, it didn't affect me greatly at all, you know. But I know that I can remember that I was called up as a messenger boy for the National Emergency Services because I had a push bike.
What year was that?
Hmm?
What year was that?
Oh, I don't know what year it was, but we used to meet up at the Alexandria School. That was all built up to reinforce, to stop any bombs that might have been dropped on us. In the basement of the school. Air raid shelters were built in the school grounds.
Hmm.
And the trenches were dug in Alexandria Park, Erskineville Park. Air raid trenches.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And did people take the air raid trenches and the shelters and everything, did they take them seriously or did they vandalise them?
Oh, they were vandalised. Yeah, they were to a degree.
Hmm. And can you remember when the Japanese come into the harbour?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me what you remember of that. What was that?
I can remember that the sirens went, the blackout was on, and we all had to make our way up to the Alexandria School. And my dad did because he was a warden. And I can remember I had to deliver a message at Beaconsfield and to one of the warders out there. And the brownout was on, and all the trams were still running, but they're all browned out, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Were you scared? Did you hear the explosion?
Oh, yes, you could hear it, yes.
Well, you must have thought the Japanese were really coming.
We did. People did.
And how did people react?
Well, everyone was unnerved. They began to realise that Australia was really at war.
Were you scared?
Not actually, no. I don't think I was scared. I didn't realise the seriousness of it as a kid.
Mm. Were there many Americans around here in the 40s?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Americans.
And what were they like?
Oh, I found them all right. The ones that I met, you know, I didn't meet that many of them, but I think they were well received.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So how would you describe, talking about your family, how would you describe your family? Did your mother work?
Yeah, my mum did work, yes, for a period.
Hmm. And was your father out of work in the Depression?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you think that affected him?
Oh, it affected everybody in some way, you know what I mean? You couldn't give your family what you would like them to have. And he never had, well, nobody had anything more than anyone else in those days.
Mm.
If you had a job, from what I can recall, you might have had 1 day, 2 days a week. But you had a lot of friends in those days.
And did people socialise a lot together?
They socialised a lot, and if someone in the street got something that you didn't have, well, you got part of it. You know, if they had a little bit of good fortune to run into something, they shared it. People shared things.
Hmm. At home, who were the political parties that your parents voted for?
Labor.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Was there much talk of politics at home?
All the time.
Yeah?
Hmm.
And were your parents, they were involved politically then?
No, my dad was, yeah.
Oh, would he have a position in the local branch?
No. He just supported someone that held a position in the branch.
Oh, who was that? Who did he support?
A chap by the name of Dwyer, Kevin Dwyer. Went on to be well, he was an alderman on the council, city council.
And did you, as a kid, did you hand out, like, how to vote? And
oh, yeah, we handed out how to vote, put stickers up on telegraph poles. Some funny experiences there.
Tell us about some of those experiences.
We put stickers up one evening and our opposition come along and pulled them down and things like that, you know, little things that you look back and laugh at.
And who are the opposition?
It was another Labor branch, actually. There was two factions in the area.
And were you associated with the right or the left?
The right.
Can you remember anything, like with all the politics being talked, did you have politicians in your house and around or meetings in your house?
My father did, yeah.
Can you remember anything interesting from then, like say the 40s or from when you were a child?
Well, at one period there when things were, when the split was on with the ALP and the DLP.
Was that the 50s?
I can't recall. Right. But there was quite a few meetings in my father's place.
And what can you tell us anything about them?
No, I wouldn't want it to tell some of the things that happened.
Oh, okay. Were your parents religious?
No. No. They were believers, but they never practiced it, never went to church.
Were they of Catholic?
But they were good people. Church of England.
Church of England. I always thought that the right were all Catholic.
No, a lot of people believe that.
So what sort of a man was your father?
One of the best. Hard worker, good family man. Good father, yeah. You'd say he was a battler.
Battler. And was he a warm man?
Yes.
So he hadn't been embittered by the depression experience or anything?
People look back and laughed about it. They say it was the good times.
The depression?
Yeah. If they're talking about the olden days, they say the good old days. What was good about them, I don't know. It might be the fact that nobody had nothing, there was no envy. You didn't have any more than the other fellow had, so therefore you didn't want anything that he had because he didn't have it.
And how would you describe your mother?
Wonderful woman. The best.
Yeah.
The best.
Did she have to work and outside the home?
For a period, yeah. In the early days she worked, yes, locally.
Where did she work?
She worked at a pickle factory up behind Henderson Road. A lot of the people in the area worked there, the women.
And who ran that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you the name of the company.
When you were growing up, say, I guess you would have been 10 in 1939, were you expected to contribute to the family in any way, like sell papers or collect bottles?
I used to do all those things.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Worked on a milk run Saturday mornings. We sold eucalyptus soap and disinfectant soap on a Saturday morning. With that, from our wheelbarrow, we had a billy cart. We'd go up to the factory and buy a can of this and a can of that, you know, for about 1 and 6 pence. We'd come home and we'd water it down and we'd go around selling it door to door.
And who's we?
I mean, a little mate of mine.
And did you have to give that money over to the family or was that yours?
That was mine. They wouldn't have taken it off me.
Yeah.
They made me bank it.
Well, you didn't spend it at
Christmas, you know.
The flicks or something like that?
Yeah. No. Christmas time.
And like, so you worked on the milk run?
I sold firewood and that. There's firewood to people. About so much a bag. I think it was 3 shillings a bag from memory.
And where would you get the wood from?
Different factories in the area. Timber factories. You get the offcuts.
And put it into bags?
We'd bag it up and push it around on our billy carts. Sell it.
After school?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Alexandria School and then Gardner's Road.
What was it like there?
Gardner's Road? I enjoyed every minute of it. Good school. Good teachers.
What were the kids like? Who were your friends? Who were your mates?
A very few mates. Over the years, I found out I couldn't trust any of the buggers.
Well, what about when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, kids in the area, plenty of mates, you know, played football and things like that.
What were their names?
Surnames or?
Oh, first, both.
Yeah, there was a young fellow named Berwick lived down the bottom of the street. There was relations of mine that lived in the street by the name of Gurney. Mm. Everyone played together in those days because if you had a football, all in together and you just kicked your football over the park, you know. If you had a cricket bat, you'd start up a game of cricket.
What park is this?
Erskineville. Mm. Mm.
And was it mostly Anglo sort of neighbourhood? Like, were there many ethnic groups in this neighbourhood?
No, not in those days.
Mm. No. Mm. And where did most kids' parents work?
Well, in those days, Alexandria was very, very industrialised. You know, most of them all worked local. Mm. The glassworks or the steel places at Frank Spurways and Metters. Metters were very big in the area, very big. They made baths, sinks, everything like that.
Did you ever hear much about industrial accidents and things like that happening in the factories?
Yes, you did.
Mm. Kids' parents being hurt and things.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Dad had a broken arm or something like that at work, or something fell on someone, or some hot metal out of the foundries fell on them. Yeah. All those little things.
What about kids? Did they end up having accidents like...
Kids?
Were there more accidents in those times? It seems that...
Well, I think most of the accidents in those days were kids who got hurt jumping off trams, scaling the tram home from school and things like that, you know. Fall under a tram.
Was it fatal?
Oh, in some cases, yes. Yeah. My word.
Did you do that?
I scaled trams. I got caught a couple of times, got a kick in the backside.
By the conductor?
Yeah. He caught you, he used to put a black circle. He had an implement that they used to grease the couplings. He put that on you, you went home, your father knew what you'd been up to. And then you got another clip under the ear hole there, you know? Mm. You've been scaling the tram, he'd say. Because the conductor put his brand on you and there was another smack over the ear hole.
And what did you do with your friends, you know, when... I guess you would have been selling your soap and and wood and things after school, would you? And
newspapers, you'd sell the papers if you were lucky enough to get a job as a paper boy.
And what else did you do with your friends when you had some time off and... Mm.
We'd go down the canal,
where
we shouldn't have been, down the Alexandria Canal, racing boats. Mm. Go down and raid the Chinese gardens, pinching some tomatoes or carrots or something.
Where were the Chinese gardens?
Down behind Euston Road.
Do you know who any of the Chinese were? Like
no,
their names?
Didn't know their names.
Did they have kids?
The Chinese? Oh, yeah, but we never played with them. They were just down the other side, you know what I mean? They weren't one of us.
Right. And, gee, must have been tough for them.
It was tough for everyone in them days.
Yeah. And were they sort of isolated?
They wished to be isolated, I think. They kept to themselves.
And you know the canal, did you swim in it?
No, never swim in it. I often fell in it as a kid. You'd stand on some of that green, slimy stuff and away you'd go.
Yeah.
But that was big, the canal. Like even Sunday mornings you'd go down the canal. Grown men would be racing boats down there.
What sort of boats?
They'd come home and make these boats carve them out of timber, wood, and they'd race them with a little bit of lead on the bottom. And they'd race for pennies and threepences in those days.
Well, how would they get them out from the middle of the canal?
Canal you could walk. I'm not talking about the big open canal. I'm talking about the canal that takes the flood water into the They were good old days.
Did they bet on them?
Yes. A penny and tuppence, if they had it. There was card games where the men, if they had a penny, they would play in a penny school. If they won enough money, they'd move up to a threepenny school alongside the Erskineville Oval.
So
every Sunday
morning. Oh, this would all be outdoors?
Yeah.
In parks or vacant lots?
In the park, alongside the old Erskineville Oval when it was there. Yeah, every Sunday morning there'd be five or six card games going there for a penny or tuppence, threepence.
And was it always amicable?
Oh, yes.
So there weren't any sort of hoodlums or people like that associated with it?
No. It was just the general run-of-the-mill fella that was trying to win a bob, you know, pass a few hours away. Plus, we used to go down to the greyhound dogs.
The what dogs?
Greyhounds. Sunday morning.
We were talking about down at the canal. Was it pretty dirty down there? What was the water like then?
There wouldn't be all that. In the big canal itself, it was always dirty. Still is today.
Industrial sort of run off and that. So on Sundays there'd be boat racing and card games and what have you, didn't it? Would kids play the card games?
The kids? Mm. No, it was the men. They played their card games. There was a two-up game going.
It's funny you didn't have visits from the police.
We did, from time to time.
And what would happen?
Oh, everyone would scatter.
Really? And what were the police like in those days? Were they crook?
Crook?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're crook today, are they?
Well, no, I think they had a reputation back there in those days of being less than straight.
Well, when you're a policeman, I think that's easy to acquire that reputation.
So you didn't find them?
No. All I got off them was the occasional kick in the tail as a kid for being where I shouldn't have been.
Right. And if they'd come down to disturb the card game, everyone would just...
They'd see him coming and away you'd go. Yeah. But they'd be there again next week.
Yeah. And did your dad go down there and play?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People would do anything to try and get something, and if they thought they could win sixpence or a shilling or two bob playing cards, they'd play.
What about the horses?
Yeah, horse racing was in then. If you had enough money, you'd go to the races. I used to go out to the Ascot race course. And they used to climb up the fence and watch them start the races, you know, as a kid.
Were there any SP bookies around here?
Yes, there was.
And that...
In every area there was an SP bookmaker.
And so what else would you do with your friends as a kid when you had the time?
Well, you'd go to the local movies, you know, and things like that.
And where did you go? Did you say the Empire?
The Empress it was. I think it was the Empress or the Empire, I'm not sure. I can just remember going in there once or twice. And there used to be theatres on Botany Road or Newtown.
And what would have been your favourite from that time?
Favourite movie?
Yeah, what can you remember as being the one that you really liked?
Tarzan.
And what about songs? Did you have a radio?
Yes, we had a radio, yeah.
And did you have any favourite music from that time?
As I got a bit older, getting on towards the teens, Frank Sinatra, he was one of my favourites. Vaughan Munro was another one. And there was a jukebox in the local milk bar. You go up there, if you had your sixpence, you'd play your record. Of your choice.
What were some of the games that you liked as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah, what were the games that kids
played? Oh, cricket, football. So you only needed a football and a dozen kids could play. We had spinning tops, marbles. It was all... You didn't have much, you know. bare necessities.
How far were you allowed to roam? Did you have to stay pretty close to your family home?
Oh, yes. You had to be in by a certain time. And as soon as it got dark, you know, you had to be in.
And so what was the extent of your territory? If you were to describe, you know, where you would go to meet your mates or just to do things...
Oh, Erskineville, Newtown, Waterloo. Oh.
Yeah. Were there gangs? And I have heard of some people talking about kids, you know, the Newtown kids had beat
that's
up
right.
the Alexandria kids.
That's a fact, yeah. There were gangs.
Yeah. Were you part of that?
Yeah, I was in a little gang.
How old were the kids in these?
Oh, you'd have been 11, 12, 13, 14.
Mm. And would they be sort of based from schools or just neighbourhoods? Or?
Neighbourhoods. You got into their territory, you know.
And what would happen? Tell us.
Well, there'd be a rumble on, a bit of a fish fight, things like that. Each gang had a good fighter. And if you got into trouble, you'd call on him, you know. And he'd fight their best fighter. All that sort of business. No harm come from it.
Mm. It wasn't a serious sort of...
No. At the time, we used to think it was big time, you know. But it was nothing.
Mm.
It was nothing. It's a part of growing up.
Mm. Yeah. And were there places that you weren't allowed to go as a kid?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of places you weren't allowed to go. You know, because, as I say, you had to be in by a certain time at night.
Mm. Did you play on the railway tracks?
Oh, yes, up here in the goods yards.
Yeah. Well,
that's where you weren't allowed to go to, but you went there.
And what did you do up there? This is at Everly, is it?
Yeah. What would you do up there? You'd pick up anything that had, especially wheat or corn that had fallen out of the bags when they're unloading them, and you'd bring that home for your pigeons and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Anything at all you'd bring home when you was a kid. Nuts and bolts, anything.
And did you have pigeons even as a child?
No, but friends of mine did, yeah.
Mm.
Everyone, well, I don't say everyone, but a lot of people had pigeons, even the men. They'd race them, and there was a prize at the end of the business. It might be a money prize. Anyone would do anything to earn a quid or to get a quid. They had greyhound dogs that they raced.
Mm.
And as I say, the boats down the canal, they raced them to try and win a quid.
Sounds like they'd bet on anything.
Hey? They would. They'd bet on anything.
Yeah.
Because they were desperate.
Mm. But in the war, wouldn't things have picked up in the 40s?
Did things pick up? Oh, yeah, people become employed, you know. There was a war industry and women were working. Yeah.
Did your mother work during the war?
No.
Hmm. And how do you think that war period changed your life? Did it change?
It didn't change my life because my family wasn't broken up.
Yeah.
I still had my mum, I still had my dad. There were some families, they had brothers away, they lost brothers, sons, husbands.
Mm.
Had a big effect.
It was a sort of a sad time.
Yeah, it was sad.
Hmm. Were there any eccentric sort of people in the neighbourhood or local characters that you can remember?
Local characters. Oh, I'd say there was always a local character. Always. My old grandfather was a local character because he was the local fruitman.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fruit shop in Renwick Street, and he also had a horse and cart where he'd sell from the cart. He was known as a character. Everybody knew him.
Yeah. But he would sort of drive it around the...
Selling his fruit.
You know, at school, how did the teachers treat you?
Very good.
Yes?
Very good, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get into trouble?
Oh, I got into trouble like anybody else, but the teachers in those days had feeling. They were prepared to spend time with you if you had a problem, you know, and show you the easy way.
Hmm.
course, those same teachers took you for sport too. Because if you played up, you never went to sport. So you had to be a good boy if you wanted to play football on Friday afternoon.
Mm. Is sport a big thing in this neighbourhood?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Always has been.
You know how you mentioned the Chinese being one area. Were there any other sort of ethnic groups or communities that focused?
That I can remember. Focused. Mainly Chinese gardens, you know.
Yeah. And what did you do? Did you knock off their vegetables?
Yeah.
Wonder they didn't chase you.
They did chase us. Oh, yeah, they chase you. Don't know what they were saying to us, but they were chasing us, all right.
Hmm. What was the social focus of the area in the 40s, say? Say you were around 10 years old. What was the... Did the area sort of have a social focus where, you know, people would meet and...
No. I couldn't say so.
What about what big events can you remember? What can you remember?
Oh, I can remember... I remember that. I can remember the Duke of Gloucester coming out to meet us at the NES.
What was that?
The Duke of Gloucester came out from England and presented himself up here to the NES in Alexandria School. We all got introduced to him and that was a big thing. I can remember the Queen Mother coming out here. Not very long ago that was.
Hmm.
We were lucky enough to get invited to that.
And how come? Because the school, or because you were a messenger boy?
Mm. Yeah, among other things. Mixed up politically.
Mm. And, well, what was the most looked forward to time of year?
Christmas.
Yeah? Tell me about Christmas.
Christmas was wonderful. Yeah. You got your little present and everyone was happy. And, yeah. 9 times out of 10, you had a big Christmas dinner, you know. You visited your old grandmothers and it was good, really good.
Mm. What about other times in the year that were sort of biggie?
It was your birthday.
Yeah.
That was another big time.
Did they have any special events for Cracker Night?
Oh, there was Cracker Night and Chinese Night where you went over to the old Chinese Joss House over in Retreat Street.
They had
a Chinese procession and a dragon dance going and the fireworks. That was on every year.
Hmm.
Oh, hundreds and hundreds of people went to that.
Really? So not even the Anglos went to that?
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah. It was very good.
And you were welcomed by the Chinese
people? Oh, yes. They parade through the streets with their dragon. And it's still over there today, the old Joshua.
Must have been quite a large community.
Mm.
Was it mostly a residential neighbourhood?
Big industrial area, Alexandria, in those days.
Mm. And what major changes have you seen in your lifetime?
Well, I've seen Alexandria fall away from being a heavy industry area to like more or less warehouse factories today. The big influx of workers are not in the area like they used to be. Like when the big places were going, like Metters and the Glassworks and Stromberg Carlson's down there, that's not there today. They build these warehouses today and they have a forklift driver and a storeman.
So there'd be less people here today, do you think?
I'd say so. Less people coming into the area for work.
In the 40s, were there any affluent people in the area or was it mostly all working people?
Mostly all working people, but there was that person that had money, you know. You find that anywhere.
Mm.
Someone's got what you haven't got, you know.
Can you remember any special adventures that you had as a child?
Adventures? You didn't have many adventures unless you went over the park and you played cowboys and Indians and 'cause that was before the flats were in Erskineville. That was just a park area. And we had some great times over there.
And what, and they've built this, the flats there? Is that the Swanson Street flats?
No, that's, I don't know what they call those Bloomer. Erskineville Flats, their name
is. Okay, all
right. Yeah,
all right. Yeah. And what sort of discipline was used in your family? If you, you'd been naughty or something, you'd done what you shouldn't have done, you got caught, what would happen?
Oh, you weren't allowed to take your bike out. You know, things like this.
Mm.
You had to be in a certain hour of the night.
Were your parents warm towards you?
Oh, very, very, yeah. Mm. Very.
What's your happiest memory?
Happiest memory? When I got married.
As a child, when you were a kid, what was your happiest memory?
Oh. I had a lot of them. I can't recall the happiest one.
All right, saddest. Saddest memory.
You had so many good memories, you know what I mean?
Sounds like you had a really happy childhood.
I did. Yeah. I did have a happy childhood.
Yeah. Mm. Okay then. Well, thanks very much for talking to me.
That over, is it?
Yes.
That's all. Oh, yeah. I know.
Was there anything you wanted to say that I haven't asked?
No, I don't think so, love. They were good days. There was good people around in those days because nobody had more than anyone else.
Hmm.
And as I say, if someone was lucky enough to find something that fell off the back of a truck, he shared it with his neighbour. You know?
Hmm. Was there a lot of things falling off the backs of trucks in those days?
Yes. Very bumpy roads.
Yeah. A lot of factories.
Factories. And there were, what few trucks there were on the road always lost something.
People had to get by.
That's right. And they helped one another.
Mm. Did kids help them fall off the truck?
Occasionally. Yeah. They were desperate times for some people. Some families had nothing.
That's the 30s.
Mm. Mm. Like I can remember I had two pairs of sand shoes, one for school and one for weekend. You come home from school every afternoon, you have to put the blanco on your sand shoes for tomorrow, going to school, you know, for the next day. Or you didn't wear sand shoes, you were just barefooted if you couldn't afford a pair of sand shoes.
Hmm. Huh? And that, did that pick up in the 40s?
Oh, yes. Things started to get better. That's when if things started to get better, people had more than other people had. That's when bad feelings and you know, and that crept into things. People that you grew up with and were friends with when you had nothing, well, you just drifted apart. As they acquired something, they'd move out to a better area or things like this.
But you've always stayed here.
Hmm. A good area.
Hmm.
And the people in the area are good people.
Hmm.
There's some people you wouldn't spend the time of day with, but there's the majority of people have lived in the area all their life and they're good people.
Yeah. And you would know.
Battlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Now, who wants my autograph?
Oh.
Now, come on, mate.
You haven't become famous overnight.
No, I'll never be famous at any time.
I'll undo that. Oh, sorry. Here we go. I'll just...